Good afternoon. You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is PMC Live. This is a monthly show here on KFSK, and we're checking in with staff members of the Petersburg Medical Center and various departments. Today is Thursday, May 7th, 2020. This show has been on a little bit of a hiatus as we have had a daily COVID-19 update. This is not the daily COVID-19 update. We're going to be talking about some other things going on, although they will be related to the medical center's response to COVID-19, programs that are available, resources out to the public. And I'm joined on the Zoom platform today by Jill Dormer, who's a safety officer, director of fiscal services and informatics. Jill, am I getting that right?
You're getting that right, Joe.
Okay. And also,
informatics is clinical IT.
Got it. Okay, thanks. And also dietitian and wellness coordinator, Kelly Zweifel. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Let's start with Jill and talk a little bit. We wanted to focus on telehealth, the resources that are available for people who can check in with a doctor or physician and not necessarily do it in person anymore, which is the new normal, right, Jill?
That's very true. No, I think it's funny to think about telemedicine as being a new thing, because really it's been around for a long time. Radiology is very basic telemedicine, and we've been doing that for, you know, decades. But PMC is starting to provide video conferencing over the internet, which is a new service for us. COVID pushed us to do this a little sooner than we were ready, but we were preparing to. But we've been actually looking to provide this as a service for over a year. I was able to go down to Oregon last year and spend some time at OHSU and doing some research to bring this, you know, service back and roll it out in Petersburg. And so we were actually really well prepared to get this provided to the community really quickly, just once COVID hit and we weren't able to do those in-person visits as safely as we were before. We are using Zoom, which I know a lot of people are familiar with because they're using it for school or for work. But I think it's important to know for the community that we're using a HIPAA compliant version of Zoom. And what that really means is it just provides a higher level security to keep all the content safe during your visit.
Okay. For Zoom, if there are people out there who don't have any computer function, is a phone join in on Zoom a possibility too?
It is. Yeah, you can download Zoom onto your phone or to your computer, and it's, you know, pretty simple. It just takes a couple minutes. There's also the option that if you're unable to download it, you can join from an internet browser. So a lot of people use Chrome, and so you can actually just join right into Chrome, and it'll play the video over your internet. It's pretty easy.
Okay. What does a physician's visit look like over Zoom? Is it pretty similar to in-person visit?
Yeah, we're trying to make it as similar as possible. I think the physicians are finding that it's really useful to be able to see their patient when they're talking to them. And the patient, we've actually had really good feedback from patients that have participated in these visits, that it's good for them to also be able to see the physician, but they're able to show them things that maybe they have in the household that they're trying to explain, like their medication bottles. Their families are able to participate in the visits really easily. One of the things that's a great advantage is if there's a specialist that maybe needs to be consulted in another city or another state, they can log right into that same visit. So you really are getting a really broad spectrum of care all in that one encounter. And it's great communication. It's been very beneficial to the patients so far that have participated in it.
Okay. Are all doctors' visits this way nowadays, or are there any in-person visits still?
We are still doing some in-person visits. It depends on what the needs are of the patient. You know, there's just some things that you really physically have to be here for us to provide to you. But if there isn't that physical need, we are encouraging patients to schedule these visits. There's a lot that the physicians can do, and not even just the physicians, but we're doing telemedicine for like our rehabilitation department. So physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy are all doing telehealth visits. You can get your mental health counseling done through telemedicine. Kelly's going to jump on and talk about nutrition therapy and what she's able to provide through telemedicine. And then also our CEO is an audiologist, and so he's providing teleaudiology. And also there's a specialist that's an ENT, and he's joining in and providing some care also through these telehealth visits.
Okay. Yeah, Kelly, jump in here on the conversation. What's been your experience with telehealth and how it's gone?
Yeah, so I've done telehealth in the past before, but this is my first time doing it with PMC, and I started this week. And so just starting my outpatient experience of medical nutrition therapy. So I can see patients through the telehealth and through video. I found it to be very positive. It felt almost like I was in person, and you're able to kind of share your screen and show resources that way too. So a lot of times in person, I would, you know, talk to people about nutrition, do an assessment and provide education and counseling. And, you know, if I needed to, I could show, you know, a web screen or some education if I wanted. So I found it to be very positive and have met a few patients this week. So it was a good start to providing that. And I also do diabetes self-management education or diabetes education. So I started that with patients as well.
Okay. Are there messages you'd like to get out in terms of wellness and what people should be thinking about at this time of year?
Yeah, I mean, I think in general, we just want people to, you know, stay positive during this time. I know there's like lots of changes happening and, you know, during this COVID time, but, you know, keeping ourselves healthy is one of the best things we can do to prevent getting sick and keeping our immune system high. So the best way to do that is through healthy nutrition, exercise, you know, getting outdoors when we can in a safe way. You know, as the, you know, summer's hitting, it's more opportunity to get outside and get active. So that's great. But staying and same for people with diabetes, you know, trying to remember to keep on. I know it's, you know, testing blood sugar still and, you know, trying to keep on our goals of, you know, watching what we're eating. But I think we also have to give ourselves a little break. So there's, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs during this time. And a lot of times that happens when we don't always eat just because we're hungry. Sometimes we eat because we're sad or depressed or for fun. And so you may find that still happening, but each day is a new day. So if we find ourselves one day kind of overeating or doing something, you know, eating foods that we felt weren't as healthy and don't feel great, you know, just try to jump back on the next day. And each meal is a new opportunity to make a healthier choice. So
certainly,
you know, without kind of make.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I guess just trying to give ourselves a break too. If we, you know, have a moment or a moment of weakness is okay too.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. It's a great forecast this coming weekend. So a good opportunity for people to get outdoors, get a little vitamin D and get some exercise and fresh air.
Absolutely.
Jill, are there other messages you'd like to share about telehealth?
Yeah, I think mainly I would like people in the community just to know that if technology is a little scary for them, not to let that be a barrier, that we have a lot of resources for our IT staff to reach out and help them get set up, make sure they're comfortable with it before their visit even starts. Because I think even after COVID is resolved and we all get to go back to an in-person life as much as possible, I think telehealth is going to stay. I think we're going to see a lot of benefits from the care we're able to provide. And we, you know, we want to make sure that our community and our patients are able to have access as much as possible.
Okay. And this all starts with a call to the clinic, right? To get the ball rolling.
Yeah. Well, or just depending on what, you know, what service you're interested in, most of our departments can take those calls like they normally would. And if you're interested in scheduling an appointment, you would just let them know that. You can also go to our website, which is pmcak.org, and there's a telehealth page that kind of talks through the services that we offer, and there's a way to get a hold of us through that also.
Okay, great. Kelly, did we miss anything important?
I don't think so, but just trying to stay healthy and well, and I look forward to seeing people through video.
Okay.
So thank you.
Great. And Jill, anything else?
No, that's it. Just get out and enjoy the sun.
Thanks for the time, and thanks for rejoining us. We'll keep it short and sweet here with PMC Live, and we'll be back in about a month from now with the next show for PMC Live. You're listening to KFSK in Petersburg.